There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Hoffman Show on the team, 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And Anthony, this weekend, the quarterbacks, they're going to be under some pressure. We're going to find out just how well Jaden Daniels feels and deals with pressure. And depending on how that goes, we could be entering the final weeks of being able to use that hour opener. I mean, we could always use it for posterity. Arguing with Paulie is, you know, a national pastime. But Anthony, the idea that the best quarterback that's been here in the last 30 years is Kirk Cousins by far, which is who that hour opener that you just heard is about. And the idea that, the rest of these guys can't even get into pressure. Commanders have got themselves into some form of pressure, about as much pressure as you can get to in October this weekend. The real pressure awaits in November and December and hopefully January and ultimately February. But Anthony, I do believe that there's a bit of a fight on their hands this weekend with the old Baltimore Ravens. And I actually think one of the headlines is more true than typically is when a matchup like this happens.
Which headline are we speaking of?
Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels.
Ooh.
Because most of the time when people say that, Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. It's like, you know who's never going to be on the field at the same time? Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm not telling you that secretly Jaden Daniels is about to play defense. No, no. Nor am I about telling you that secretly Lamar Jackson is about to play defense. No, no. That's not what I mean. But I do think in this game on Sunday, the game flow is so obscenely important. Because for all of the tests that the Commanders have passed, they have not in the second half of any game had to deal with, especially defensively, being down. What happens when a team just lines up and tries to ram the football down your throat? What happens when that then exposes you to potential play action shots because you're dedicated to the run because you're trying to be aggressive and get the ball back? What does it mean offensively for Jaden Daniels and company if they no longer feel like they can be quite as balanced? Because I do believe that Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn would stay balanced until you absolutely just have to start kind of chucking it. And the point of the basketball game where you have to shoot threes, but keep attacking the basket, stay disciplined that in the football and just run, keep running the football, keep them honest. But we know that this team would rather be run first and play a lot of the short stuff and then wait for their opportunities to take shots downfield. They don't want to force anything. So what happens if they're in a game flow situation where they're not up or tied in the second half, where they're chasing the game? That is one of the tests outside of the ones that just naturally come with time because, can they continue to adapt week over week? Well, they can't prove that until they do it. But I think in that way, the Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels matchup is far more real this week because they really are trying to push each other into a place they don't want to be. Because, by the way, Lamar Jackson also is as great as he has become as a passer, would much prefer to be in a balanced game flow where he doesn't have to make a ton of throws. He can make big explosive plays. And in many ways, the way that Lamar plays is how Jaden played last week, where it's not the most consistent from the pocket. It's not just, hey, we're going to dink and dunk and operate and drop back all day long in the way that a Joe Burrow or even a Mahomes can do. But he'll find big explosive plays to make up for some of the inaccuracy along the way or some of the misreads. And obviously, explosive plays with his arm. He's a good downfield thrower. They have good concepts to take advantage of certain things. And he is the best running quarterback in the sport, however many years he's been in the league running. And so if Lamar feels like he's got to sit back and pass, can he do it? Yeah. Ask the Bengals. That's what he did last week. And they scored ultimately 41. Obviously, some of that coming in overtime. But 38 in regulation. And that Cincinnati defense is fairly awful. But they played better last week than they had previously. But can he do it against a Washington defense that may have found itself a little bit? Like, this is the question. And so I think, unlike a lot of times where we have these quarterback marquee matchups, and like, they're exciting to watch. I'm not trying to diminish that. You know, every time we hype up any of these MVP level guys facing off, that we shouldn't get excited. I just think this week, with the way that these teams want to play, if one of them can force the issue upon the other one, that becomes a much bigger impact on the outcome than some, I would say, more mature football teams that can win multiple ways or have proven they can win multiple ways, a la, say, the Kansas City Chiefs over the years.
I feel like when we, I guess, preview this game, the headline is Lamar versus Jaden, but I feel as though, when we look at the two quarterbacks, I feel as though Lamar, I don't know, I guess where he's come from, we've seen how early in his career he wasn't able to, you know, beat everybody from the pocket. He wasn't able to do that. And I just feel like the trajectory of his career has allowed him to, you know, find ways to, you know, beat us more than one way. He could lean on the run game. He could beat us from the pocket. And I think last week we saw him do just that. You know, they didn't have two safeties over the top. They had one safety over the top and a lot of people in the box trying to stop Derrick Henry. And he proved to everybody that he could, you know, beat us from the pocket. So I think we're just excited to see two playmakers, to be honest, go out there and just, you know, put their best foot forward. I think Jaden, he's shown that, you know, he can lean on the quick game, the run game, but he's also shown that he can, you know, extend the play and, you know, make explosive plays. So
for sure. And maybe he can, but like, what happens again when the game flow is a little bit different? Now, I would say the Cincinnati game is the closest we've gotten to something like that. And He needed to make big plays and he did. He was unbelievable. The chances that he could go 90% again are probably not very good because, again, like, that's not a thing you do in the NFL. There's a reason that was a record. And so I'm excited to see how it plays out. I do have a lot of faith in Jaden to live up to the moment. It is going to be really interesting, though, because Washington, obviously, some run defense issues. Baltimore's pass defense is ranked 31st in the league. So there is a lot here. As for the last word on this, before we get to a great conversation with Ben Solak from ESPN coming up at 4:15 and tell you what else we got coming up on the show. Dan Quinn was asked today about the Jaden versus Lamar matchup.
Yeah, they're not playing against each other. Both of them would be great cornerbacks. Like, there's no question about it. But like, they're not playing against each other. Both of them are fantastic players and cause all sorts of problems for defensive coaches. But both of them would probably tell you they got to control what they can, you know, and how well they can play and going to do that. So I respect the storyline for you, but at the end of it, man, like, he's got to absolutely, you know, do his thing and play in the position. And that's what's really cool for us to see, the development at the position. Sometimes that doesn't show up on just a throw. It's checking into, you know, a play against a blitz. It's, you know, checking into a third down play on a screen to Austin to, you know, convert. It's using your legs. And so playing the position and throwing it well, doing all that, like, that's where, you know, the focus is for him. And I know he has great regard for Lamar, like a lot of us do. But, yeah, they're not playing against each other. And so they're playing you know, their groups against, you know, the respective defenses.
But when that scoreboard is going ching, 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 there is a little bit of that back and forth. There is a little bit of like, hey, I'm here too. And I think it's well put by Dan. That would be what I was telling him. But that game flow is going to be, you know, what's the score win? It's simply what that means. And obviously, like, you want to be ahead because then you're ahead. And being ahead is better than being behind. But it changes how the game goes. And that is something that I do think we will be discussing all week long here as we preview, and something that we'll be looking for during the game on Sunday. As for what's coming up on the rest of the show.
Still to come on the Hoffman Show.
Oh, we are getting adventurous. We are getting crazy. We're doing something we've never done before at 5 o'clock. Jason Lockenfora is one of the hosts of the afternoon show, Inside Access, up on our sister station, 105.7 in Baltimore. We are going to join their show live Beltway crossover event. If you were to flip back and forth in the Odyssey app, it'd sound the exact same for that 15 minutes coming up at 5 o'clock. So the Hoffman Show times Inside Access coming up at 5. But next, even before that, Ben Solak, ESPN, one of the smartest minds, new to ESPN. He was at the Ringer for a long time. I've known Ben for 5+ years, maybe even longer than that. Great, great football mind. And we're going to talk about how the Commanders have built this up so quickly and how their defense has him thinking that they could really be a contender this year. Solak next. Lockenfora and Friends at 5. Clinton Yates at 6:30. We're loaded on a Wednesday, a competition Wednesday on The Hoffman Show.
The Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.